Hello, everybody. It's that time. It's Jessie Lovelady. You are listening to The Home Show here on AM 870, The Answer. And on today's show, we have a very interesting couple of guys, and John and Steve, and they are from First Newport. And we've had them on the air before. Everybody out there knows them. And I'd like to welcome John Moratori and Steve Lipstaff. How are you?
Good, Jessie. Nice to see you again.
Doing great. Thank you.
Okay, great. Now, what we're going to be doing is from First Financial Services, which we're so glad to have you. You know, there's a lot of people out there that I would like to share with my audience that this is a new asset class in town known as life settlements. Now, either one of you can answer this, and I'll take John first. What is life settlement?
A life settlement, very simply, Jesse, is the purchase of a life insurance policy on a senior person at a discount. So we purchase policies on people that would like to sell their policies, which is an asset, and they get the benefit being alive and enjoying the money now, as opposed to obviously can't enjoy it when they're passed. So they have a need for it. It could be for medical reasons, could be for divorce, estate planning, tax purposes, et cetera. But whatever that need is, they can sell it since it is an asset. So it's very simply a contract, insurance contract, that we purchase at a steep discount, and then the investors get to participate in the profits when the policy matures or when the policyholder passes.
Now, explain what it is. Now, you had a high-profile case that we heard of about Ed McMahon.
We did. Ed McMahon, as you may recall, had some problems at the end of his life. Back in 2007, 2008, he was in bad health and was losing his home. And the only asset they had left to his name was a few insurance policies that were worth several $1 million, and they were able to sell those into the secondary market and get the money that they needed to survive. So he got to keep his house and stay in his home, and his wife, Pam McMahon, got to stay in the house after Ed passed. Ed ended up passing about 18 months later. So it was a win-win for, you know, for everybody, because Ed got the money he needed to stay afloat, and the investors got a nice return on their investment.
That is so good to hear. Now, what is the history of life settlements? I've never heard of them before speaking with you.
Well, they've actually been around for about 100 years now. The public hasn't heard of them, but the business has been dominated mostly by big banks, hedge funds, and insurance companies themselves. There was a case, Grigsby v. Russell Supreme Court case in 1911, when someone had tried to contest the transfer of a life insurance policy, and the Supreme Court ruled that life insurance policies are like any other ordinary personal property. It's the same as you selling your house, your car, or any other asset that you may have. So it's legal to sell them and do what you want with them. You can lend them, you can gift them, you can barter with them, and you can sell them to investors.
Now, why hasn't the public been made aware of life settlements?
For the most part, this investment class, Jesse, has been done on an institutional level, which means the public cannot get access to them.
Wow.
The institutions, meaning the banks, the insurance companies themselves, the major brokerage houses only got to participate. It would be like trying to buy an IPO. Remember when Google came out?
Yes.
I didn't get to participate in Google, did you? So we now get to participate in this asset class. And there's people like the third richest man in the world, Warren Buffett, owns billions and billions of dollars of life settlements. There's a reason they own them. There's a reason the institutions own them, is because they are safe. And they make money time and time again.
They can go to Margaritaville.
That's right. There's very low risk in these. And the hedge funds now today are underlying their high net worth individuals' portfolios with life settlements because of the safety. So if they're in riskier investments like options and futures, which can lose a lot of money, they underlie the portfolio with life settlements because they know they're going to get their return back in several years on life settlements, which have actually, doubled their investment with every 5.2 years. So it's a very safe, sound investment with high return.
This all makes so much sense. Now, I'm sure there's somebody out there listening, and they want to ask you, why invest in life settlements?
Well, as John just said, the extreme safety. We don't invest your principal in the stock market or real estate, so there's no loss of principal. Even during the Great Depression, these insurance companies paid their policies. You never hear in the news about how, even during the financial crisis, how insurance companies didn't pay off their obligations to their policyholders. So that safety coupled with the double-digit returns, it's very hard to find that kind of safety and return out there in the market. We're dealing with investment-grade, A-rated insurance companies. There's no market risk that's not correlated to stocks, gas prices, real estate, any other global issues like we have in Europe right now or with real estate here. So it's just a great, safe investment with good return.
I think the market risk, Steve, you know, as you mentioned, no market risk is key because as the market this past week, as people know, has dropped around 600-700 points, and life settlements has no bearing on that whatsoever. You can rest easy that those investments are safe. While the market's been dropping, there's been no effect on a life settlement investment.
Now, I want to go for this because I think this is really important to know. How is a life settlement transaction processed?
It's very simple. It acts like a real estate transaction. It's all done through an escrow company and a trust account, and the money that the investors place into the escrow company is in their name in a trust account while we purchase fractional pieces of the insurance policies for them. So it goes through the escrow. The escrow will then draw up all the documentation. The paperwork will be sent out to the to our office, and then we will actually sign the investor on the documentation, send it back to escrow, and then the investor is then titled in the policies, and they'll get certificates of just like a stock certificate.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get a certificate saying that they own a piece of each policy.
Wow, that's great.
And it's all very safe, and all escrow holds all the paperwork.
Now, John and Steve, I'd like to mention to the listeners, I'm sure that there are some that are saying, oh, I'd like to get in touch with them. So let's give them a number where they can reach you at.
800-310-1205. That's 800-310-1205.
Now, you also have a website, too, don't you?
We do. We can be reached online at firstnewport.com. That's www.firstnewport.com.
Okay, so they got that. Now, how big is the life settlement market? I want to know.
It's big. I'll let Steve give you the numbers on that.
Okay.
Well, currently there's about $135 billion in eligible policies out there that could be converted into life settlements.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to grow to about $150 to $160 billion. That's information we get from Conning's research. AARP did a study, and they claim that there's 10,000 baby boomers a day retiring. And with the financial crisis we had in 2008 and all the problems we still have and threats to the stock market and our investments, we're going to have a lot of these baby boomers will be converting their life insurance policies into lump sum cash payments so they can meet their financial obligations now. Currently, the secondary life settlement market returns about $21 billion back to seniors annually. That's money that they wouldn't get if they didn't have a chance to the opportunity to sell these policies, if they returned them back to the insurance company. And in a lot of cases, they're going to get very little money or nothing. So that's $21 billion a year that gets returned back to the investors or the insurance owners on these.
This is really good to know. Now, tell me about the safety of life settlements.
Well, that's the most important thing about life settlements, Jesse, the safety. The hedge funds, the investment banks, Warren Buffett himself has been moving billions into this asset class because of the safety. You've all heard of AIG, the big insurer.
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago, they had some problems. Had nothing to do with insurance. They were in trouble because of derivatives and bad loans. And just recently, within the last year or two, they paid back the government $2 billion of the TARP money that they borrowed with life settlements.
Mm.
And what does that tell you? If the government's taking back life settlements as part of their payback,
sure.
You know it's a good investment.
Yes.
The government doesn't like to lose money.
Sure don't.
So AIG did that. All the companies that we deal with as far as the insurance companies are concerned are all legal reserve life insurance companies,
mm-hmm.
which means they're A-rated or better. All the big ones that you know, John Hancock, MetLife, Pac Life, Transamerica. They have the underlying safety of the guarantees of the states, of all the states in the union.
Mm.
So we've never, ever had a life insurance company in this country not pay a death benefit, even during the Great Depression. So when people passed, they got paid. So there's overwhelming safety in life settlements. And so
it really makes you think.
It does, because people have, you know, they look into different things and alternative investments, and most people still gravitate towards the market, which they know. But the only people making money in the stock market are the stock market guys.
Okay, John and Steve, we're going to take a quick break, but before we do, let's give them your direct number once again where they can get a hold of you.
That would be 800-310-1205. That's 800-310-1205.
And then go to your website?
www.firstnewport.com.
Okay, and we'll be back with John and Steve from First Newport, and we'll be back in a moment on AM 870, The Answer.